This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
We're in Ephesians chapter 2 today, beginning in our reading at verse 11. Now, to understand what's going on here, to understand what Paul is saying in this writing, you need to kind of understand the dynamic between the Jew and the Gentile in the day of which Paul was writing. Pious Jews then were considered, in that day, all non-Jews, something referred to as ceremonially unclean. You see, they thought of themselves as pure and clean because of their national heritage and because of their religious ceremonies. Paul, he's pointing out that the Jews and Gentiles alike are unclean before God, and they need to be cleansed by Jesus Christ. In order to realize what a great gift of salvation is, we need to remember our natural unclean condition. And that's what Paul is driving at today in this passage. Before Christ came, Gentiles and Jews, they kept apart from each other. Jews, they considered Gentiles beyond God's saving power, and therefore these Gentiles were without hope. And then the Gentiles, they resented Jewish claims. Christ revealed the total sinfulness of both Jews and Gentiles when he offered his salvation equally to both. Only Christ can break down the walls of prejudice. Only Christ can reconcile all believers to God and unify us in one body. Beginning in verse 11 of chapter 2 Ephesians, Paul wrote, "Never forget that once you were heathen and that you were called godless and unclean by the Jews. By their hearts, too, were still unclean, even though they were going through all the ceremonies and rituals of the godly, for they were circumcised themselves as a sign of godliness." Verse 12. Remember that in those days, you were living utterly apart from Christ. You were enemies of God's children, and he had promised you no help. You were lost, without God, and without hope. But now you belong to Christ Jesus. And though you were once far away from God, now you've been brought very near to him because of what Jesus Christ has done for you with his blood. Now, coming off these first 10 verses of chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians, Paul says now, "Therefore, remember," or "because of all that I have said thus far, you need to remember." Paul wanted them to remember where they came from. He wanted them to remember what God had done for them and what it was like before God found them. I'm sure God wants us to remember that also, what it was like, you know, before he found us. And this is so important today because we can never forget where we came from. We must never forget how God brought us to the point at which we stand today. When we do forget, we're going to start thinking we're okay. Or that maybe we ourselves have actually done something to make us the way we are. Maybe that we got it going on, and then pride is certainly around the corner and bound to cause us to fall. So we need to never forget that our journey, where God brought us from to where we stand today, is so crucial to remember. If we fail in this act, an act of discipline, we are most assuredly destined to return from where we came. Gang, you got to hear me on this, for I have seen it over and over again. I've watched so many people fail to remember where they came from and what God had done for them, and eventually they found themselves right back where they started. Now, this time, with only a hard heart to show for all of their time and their effort, sometimes losing years of time. Paul says, "Remember what you used to be." Now, everyone around knows it. Man, they'll even call you names because of it, right? Maybe if only behind your back. But you see, Paul was seemingly a little miffed by those who were doing the name calling. I guess things haven't changed much. Just like then, the ones who seem to do the greatest damage are often those who claim to be inside the sheepfold. They are those who feel that they are personally very righteous and holy because, you know, some act that they themselves have exercised. Just like those in Paul's day. Those in his day that he's writing about, they felt that they had something to put out on the table in their external act of circumcision. And because they had done these things, now they were big men on campus. For us today, it usually plays out more like this. I go to this church and not that church. I put some money in the offering, or I took I speak right, or whatever. And that thinking again excludes or forgets where each of us came from and the patient outpouring of God's mercy and grace to get us to where we stand today. It forgets that we actually had nothing to do with it, and God actually did it all.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.